following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
What's your 99?
Feel like your dollar's getting smaller?
Every paycheck.
Well, there's big news on Wendy's 99-cent everyday value menu. Instead of getting less, you're now getting more. Wendy's 99-cent Junior Cheeseburger Deluxe is now packing 25% more beef.
That's like monster truck big.
Or try Wendy's new 99-cent Cheesy Cheddar Burger, topped with a layer of hot, melty cheddar.
That's Hoover damn big.
Well, let's just say value just got bigger at Wendy's.
My 99.
At participating Wendy's.
Now at the Winter Storage Event, the Home Depot has 56-quart Sterilite storage totes for a new lower price of just $5.88 each. These clear totes are durable, stackable, and they hold a lot of stuff. So that New Year's Get Organized resolution you made is pretty much in the bag. Or the tote. Make room for savings right now with 56-quart storage totes for just $5.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
It's on the married
the
stewardess on the
show.
Flight home.
Earlier
Tebow's
this
not.
Year, Chris Brown performed in front of 18,000 fans. Every weekday on your ESPN Superstation, Doug and Daddy perform in front of
not 18,000 fans.
Six.
That wasn't close.
When asked who would pick Chris Brown over Doug and Daddy, Tony Davis responded with,
"Who raises these people, wolves?
Ain't no doubt. Oh, God, we're going in the wrong direction here.
Of course I miss it.
As usual, during this hour, you're not paying attention. I win again.
Well, I don't know you say again, Doug.
All right, guys, cool it. Let's go to the intro. Sports director Doug Duda.
Merritt's on it today. Some of us can go with it.
Yeah,
I say that a chick. I don't know what you're watching.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You hit somebody, you go to jail. That's just what happens. Mohawk. Why don't you take some responsibility and don't be the gangster like all my brothers and my homeboys back in the hood?
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The second Monday, but the first Monday show for us because, wow, a week ago we were getting ready for an exciting game. The Capital One Bowl as the Huskers in South Carolina get ready to do battle. Who you got in that one?
I'll take South Carolina again.
Brutal. Coming up on the show today, we are going to talk with Cecil Hurt from the Tuscaloosa News as we get ready for the national championship game tonight. Alabama Roll Tide Roll. Going to take on LSU. Them Bayou Bengals down there. There to go. That's G-A-U-X. That's Go Tiger. That's coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show at the second half of the show. Nothing really. We're going to have Shannon Lovin, head coach of the Minden Boys basketball team, as they get ready for a battle of unbeatens tomorrow night with Ravenna.
So, yeah, we're going to preview that game. Cecil Hurt, Tuscaloosa News, set to join us here shortly. So we're going to get his insight, see if he likes it. Obviously on the Alabama side of things, see if he likes the Tide to roll or if he likes the Tigers to triumph again. Do you know what the Alabama mascot's name is? It's the elephant?
Ellie.
It's Big Al.
Okay.
Big Al. I didn't know that. But
a lot of things went on over the weekend. Some successful, some not so successful. Plus, Tebow! And we'll get to how the weekend went with our playoff selections, with your selections, where we're sitting heading into the championship night. See if we've already got a winner in the Big Daddy's Deli Bowl Bonanza. We'll find out here during our show as it all shook down over the last weekend.
Doug, I'm going to go back to the Cotton Bowl just for a minute here. And it was a really well-played game, especially defensively. I thought Kansas State really stepped up, did some good things. Klein really looks to be a really solid quarterback. They did some great things, and I think they represented the Big 12 really well because I think a lot of people just thought Arkansas was going to blast that team. The game starts out. There's really no ebbs and flows to it defensively. I mean, offensively, the people just had trouble. I'm looking at the drive summaries from the first half. They go four plays, turn it over on downs, Arkansas does. They go three plays, get 2 yards, they punt. They go four plays, they gain 3 yards, get a field goal, it's good. They go three plays, get 8 yards, punt. Seven plays, 48 yards, field goal. Then there's the passing touchdown that's 53 yards or whatever. They get 61 yards, but 53 of it's on that touchdown pass. So you get the ball back. It's 19 to nothing. You're going to go up 20 to nothing right before half. Okay? They get the deal blocked. Kansas State returns. It's 19 to 2. It's 19 to 2 points. Been a defensive struggle. You should be jumping up and down. You're up by that score. You get the ball back with a minute 40. Take away that pass. You've got 141 yards. If you take away that pass, you got roughly 90 yards. You're 88 yards away, and now you're going to score in a minute 42? These guys get paid millions of dollars. What happens? Get sacked, the ball comes out. Now Kansas State scores a touchdown right before half. I'm thinking, Bill Snyder's standing over there going, boy, our offense hasn't done crap this whole first half. We got to get to halftime and figure some things out. Uh-oh, we're in business. Hell yeah. I'm looking like at Bobby Petrino just going, what the hell is wrong with you?
Sounds like somebody wanted Arkansas to win, and some people believe Arkansas could be put third in the final BCS rankings, depending on what happens tonight between Alabama and LSU, which would be the first time since it was Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Colorado in the old Big Eight in the early 70s when Nebraska won those back-to-back national championships. But we're going to find out a little bit more from New Orleans, from the Alabama LSU, and we're going to go to the Crimson Tide side of things with Cecil Hurd of the Tuscaloosa News. He joins us on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. Cecil, good morning, or good afternoon, depending on where you are today.
New Orleans is really no different than morning, afternoon, night. You know, it's all the same.
It's got to be a lot like Vegas from the time I remember being down there. Is it, from what I'm hearing, Cecil, it's just jam-packed. Everybody did show up for this game, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. But, you know, obviously it's in Louisiana, so the LSU people are here anyway. And from Tuscaloosa, it's a four-and-a-half-hour drive from Tuscaloosa. So, they're, you know, thousands doesn't begin to describe it. You know, there's tens of thousands of Alabama fans here, too, so it's pretty packed.
Cecil, if somebody wanted to buy a ticket, obviously it's sold out, but a scalper's got tickets. What's a ticket going for right now?
Face value is depending on if you're upper or lower, $300 and $350. And the cheapest one I've heard is $1,350.
I guess we'll watch it.
What may happen today is kickoff gets closer. You know, usually they come down off of that, but I haven't seen anybody who's getting a sniff of a ticket at $1,000. That ticket isn't out there yet.
Cecil, is there anybody down there that feels guilty now that the game is here that Alabama's playing in this game?
I don't think so. I don't think anybody felt like the bowl season. You know, the one team that probably would be in the argument would be Oklahoma State. They had a nice win against Stanford, but I didn't think that particularly defensively they showed anything that they could beat either one of these teams. So, you know, if that's what people want, yeah, there are people who wanted to see the SEC against a different conference, and that's fine, but if you're talking about the two best teams, these are the two best teams.
Cecil, is there...
Y'all were talking about Arkansas and maybe third. You know, both these teams just crushed Arkansas. I mean, just crushed them.
Yeah, so. and their coaches are dumb too. So that throws them out. That throws them out for me.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but I'm just saying this year these are really two good teams. So,
Cecil, since November 5th, can Alabama? Is there one part of their game that can drastically improve to help them in this game?
Oh yeah, there's several parts. You know, they need to be better on special teams, and you know, you can improve that. You can work guys and correct guys' techniques, and yeah, it's hard to do in that short a time, but if it's one correctable thing, you can do that. Quarterback play, I think, will be better. I think AJ did not play particularly well, AJ McCarron, against LSU the first time. I think he'll play better this time.
What about your poor field goal kicker? What's the status going on? I know you got a couple of them. Where are they setting with going into tonight's game, and what's the confidence level if they need to go out there and try and get three?
Yeah, they've been okay. Cade's had a tough year. It hadn't just been the LSU game, but you know, we interviewed him at the media day, and he was fine. He was ready to talk about it and deal with it. He's a long field goal kicker, which is a tougher job anyway. Jeremy Shelley's the short field goal kicker. He did miss one against LSU, but because they really used him outside his range, and he's pretty young. If they get it 35-yard field goal and in, Jeremy's pretty good. So that's really, you know, that's not that big an issue. It's if they have, it's if the offense. Now, the issue, as much as obviously the field goal kickers get the blame, they missed the four field goals, but the offense didn't help them any time. You know, they got in the red zone and lost yardage and made it a more difficult kick. So, you know, there's two ways to fix that. The kickers can kick better, sure, but maybe the offense can execute a little better in the red zone and make it a situation where the kicks aren't so difficult.
Cecil, will they punt the ball inbounds? It's legal to punt the thing out of bounds, so they can't return it. They know that, right?
Yeah, they covered. They, you know, Matthew really didn't. I mean, he can do it. He can do it at any time. He really didn't hurt him in Tuscaloosa. You know, and they didn't really kick away from him. They just covered. Kicked high and you know, relatively short and got down and covered it. So, you know, if the situation calls for it, yeah, they can put it out of bounds. But, you know, they were able to cover in the first game, so they probably feel confident they can do it again.
Cecil Hurd of the Tuscaloosa News is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio live from New Orleans. Cecil, what do you say to the folks that say Alabama couldn't get it done at home the first time? How the heck they think they're going to get it done on virtually an LSU home game tonight?
Well, they certainly didn't win the game, but they played well enough and showed enough and dominated the play for enough of regulation in Tuscaloosa to feel like if one play goes differently, they can win the game. And yet the crowd situation and people talking about it being an LSU home game, people who just say, oh, it's in Louisiana, it'll be all LSU fans. Yeah, they don't understand the Alabama fan dynamic. It might be 60-40 LSU. It won't be any more than that.
Is Trent Richardson going to have something to prove since he didn't win the Heisman?
It's possible. I mean, Trent would obviously like to close his career, and he'll go to the NFL after this year. So he'd like to close his career with a big game. I really don't think that Trent was, you know, that wrapped up or that disappointed or felt like he needs to vindicate himself from finishing third in the Heisman. I think he's okay with all that. That hadn't been something he's talked about much this week. But sure, you know, he probably, just like Andrew Luck did for Stanford, you know, he'd certainly like to make a good impression in his last game.
If there's points scored tonight, and by points I mean if somebody gets on the board with scores 30, does that favor Alabama or LSU?
Well, it depends on how they're scored. Yeah, I would tend to say LSU because I don't think either team can line up against the other team's defense and put that number on the board. So you're talking about special teams points and that sort of thing. If somebody puts 30 up, they'll win. I promise you that. But it would probably be LSU, but they're not going to do it. Jordan Jefferson's not going to do it out of the offense. Now they may do it special teams and scores like that, but you know, I just don't see either team getting to that unless somebody gets an early lead and somebody really has to get out of what they're comfortable doing offensively and start throwing the ball all the time. And you know, that can always skew the score, but if they just line up and play, 30 would be more than enough. I just don't think anybody can line up on either one of these two defenses and put 30 on the board.
Last minute here with Cecil Hurd of the Tuscaloosa News live from New Orleans for tonight's BCS championship game between Alabama and LSU. LSU did get to play in that SEC championship game, maybe had a couple things exposed in the first half when they couldn't do anything against Arkansas. Are there any pluses or minuses from Alabama not getting to play in that game, having another week off? I mean, again, it's been like 3 months since anybody's played.
Yeah, I don't know at this point, you know, that those extra days really mean much when you've had such a long layoff. You know, if the championship game had been the following week, sure, it would have made a huge difference. But now, you know, everybody's had time to heal. Everybody's had time to get healthy. Everybody's had time to study every, you know, pixel of every single video of every single game. So I don't think that makes a big difference. I did think that Jordan Jefferson didn't play real well in that game. And it'll be interesting to see how that affects him and what LSU will try and do with him. But he may bounce back and have a great game. He's certainly going to be – you won't see any Jarrett Lee, I don't think.
Hey, last question from me here, Cecil. I know it's Alabama LSU and 100% is on this game, but you had to keep an eye on what happened to Michael Dyer over at Auburn. That is shocking news when one of the best young players in the conference will not be back. Can you shed any light on the situation?
Well, I just think that like a lot of kids who go away to college, don't make good, mature decisions. I think he got in a disciplinary situation and couldn't get out of it. You know, you get in trouble, you're put on team probation, so to speak, and you have to act right, and then you make another mistake, and I just think they finally reached the point where they felt like Michael Dyer, as good as he is, as talented as he is, wasn't a positive for their football team. You hate to see that happen with talented guys, but, you know, they've got to be citizens too.
Cecil, being around the players, being around other people you're talking to, are you leaning one way or another tonight?
It's going to be like it was. It's going to be a close, tough, hard-hitting, physical game. These long preparation situations, Nick Saban does really well. So I probably would lean toward Alabama. I picked Alabama by 5 points. But, you know, it's going to be like it was last time. It could go either way.
Well, Cecil, have fun down there. Enjoy the football game. It should be a great one tonight. And thanks for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for calling, guys. Look forward to talking to you.
Take care. Cecil Hurt, Tuscaloosa News, where he's keeping busy on the day of the national championship game. You want to just get it out of the way right now? You want to wait till the end of the show?
No, I can do it right now.
Let's take a look at our bowl update as Jeff is taking care of that. While we do, we remind you that all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King has the new BK Toppers or the Chef's Choice Burger. You can check them out today. 2 locations in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Of course, Daddy already smoked me in the heads up in this situation. I'm 17-17, and you're way better.
25-9.
Let's see. I had SMU winner, Northern Illinois winner. And I guess I took Kansas State just because.
I had Arkansas, SMU, and then I had Arkansas State, who looked great, 13-0, and then just sucked the rest of the game.
Looked like there was a little sorting out since last check here in the Doug and Daddy Big Dally Dally Bowl Bonanza, with the grand prize winner getting a great Husker jacket from Misco Sports in Kearney. And if this is right, it is over. We can declare a winner. Do you want to declare the winner?
I'd love to.
Or do you want to wait till tomorrow?
Wow.
Today we have 5 taking LSU and 3 taking Alabama in our finals. Jim, Jason A., and Eric have Alabama. The rest have LSU. I will say this. Eric, it doesn't matter. I'm better than you. Eric is 14-20.
Eric.
Not going to happen. Now, everybody else is at least 500. Jim, nah, 17-17. He's out. So you have a few people with 20 wins, some 21s, 23. It's crazy. It is crazy.
Would I be in the lead?
You would be in the lead, Tony, with 25. 25-9, you would be in the lead. Once again, something we couldn't do by picking just 10 games. You're more of a long-haul guy.
Well, I'm going to throw this at you. These people picking bowl games this year, and a lot of favorites have won, which, I mean, there haven't been these huge upsets. I mean, Washington and Nebraska would have been a huge upset, I mean, this year. I'm in this confidence deal. You know, if you rate them 35 down to 1, well, if you add 35, 34, and you add up all, it's 630 points. The person that won the deal that I'm in had 560-some points. That's just ridiculous. I mean, very, very difficult to do in a year.
So how many games did they miss?
Like 5. And then the ones they missed were like 17, 20. I mean, you know, things like that. I mean, just unbelievable.
Jason A., I wish somewhere along the way you hadn't messed up. In fact, I wish you hadn't taken Pitt. because you're going to you would have had a chance to catch Mark, who is going to be our champion. Mark got off to the quick lead. He was the first. I mean, he was out to a 6-1 start in our bowl pick 'em, 7-1 start. And then he dropped back-to-back games with Western Michigan and Louisville, and he got to 7-3, but he's always either been in the lead or tied for the lead. And Mark M. is going to be the winner of the Big Daddy's Deli Bowl Bonanza, setting at 23-11. Jason A. and Mitch, 21-13. But Mark took LSU, so did Mitch. Jason took Alabama. So there was a good chance for that time. And you know what? I'm glad there's a clear-cut winner, because I don't think we included a tiebreaker.
Well, I mean, you're right. Probably should have done that. But nonetheless, with 34 games, you'd think.
We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got a lot to talk about. And Shannon Lovin will join us, Minden Head boys basketball coach, in our second half of the show. Stay with us.
Get in the zone.
Make sure your battery is ready to take you into the new year. Get your car battery tested today at AutoZone for free to see how strong it is. And if you need a new one, only AutoZone has proven tough Duralast batteries with patented technologies, so they're dependable even in the harshest conditions. Don't get stranded. Get to AutoZone today for your free battery test or a new Duralast battery. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you've hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
Sir, what are you doing with that crayon?
Making our brochure. We're way behind schedule.
I've got a better idea. Let's call Copycat Printing.
Copycat Printing?
They're more than just copies. They're a full-service commercial printer and design staff. From wedding invitations to business printing, Copycat Printing can help you come up with ideas to make you stand out in the crowd.
So you don't like my stick figures?
Not so much. Copycat Printing at 21st and Avenue A across from Chicken Coop and Kearney. Online at kearneycopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
Some more great high school basketball comes your way Tuesday night on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. On Classic Hits 98.9, Minden is at Ravenna, the girls at 6, and the Battle of Unbeaten Boys teams at 7:45. And on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia travels to Boone Central. The girls game features last year's state champion against this year's number one team. St. Cecilia and Boone Central on 12:30 KHAS, Minden-Ravenna on Classic Hits Tuesday night.
Sunny skies develop across the area and continue through the day today with high of around 55. West winds, meanwhile, stay at 5 to 15. For tonight, we can expect clear skies with a low near 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 39.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Got enough steak in the freezer? Not Troutman's, you don't.
You never have enough.
Right now, Troutman's is having a stock up on steak sale. All steaks, certified Angus, like they always are. New York strips and top sirloin bunches. Imagine having, all the steaks at Troutman's. Stock up, right there it is. You got a big, huge steak sale going on right now. Quality steaks, age minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenders. Troutman's having it right now. There's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausages as well. Get the steak. Get the baked beans to go with it. Maybe get some bacon while you're in there, some snack sticks. You can't go wrong at Troutman's. And right now, all certified Angus steaks having their Stock up on steak sale, New York strips, top sirloin bunches. They're all right there for you. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, where the service is friendly and personal at Troutman's across from Bob's Superstore here in Kearney. Didn't get time to get to this on Friday, but I saw that Turner Gill is bringing in a lot of Husker ties to his staff at Liberty University. And you got to wonder, what's an assistant at Liberty University get? Mike Minner is there. Guess who his quarterback's coach is? Joe Daly. Daly was at Bethune-Cookman last season. Had been with Gill at Kansas and Buffalo. Dennis Wagner is his offensive coordinator and line coach. He was here under Bill Callahan. He was also the head coach at Wayne State for a while.
I think he went to Western Carolina. Or...
Aaron Stamm, a co-offensive coordinator and tight ends coach. He was a grad assistant at Nebraska in 04 and 05.
Interesting. Didn't some of those names from the past. Joe Daly, everybody thought was such an up-and-comer. Obviously managed the offense very, very well. Was good at that and good at dealing with the young kids, and he's a young kid himself. So good to see him getting probably moving up. I guess, you know, anytime you're tying yourself with names like, you know, Turner Gill, you would think get the Liberty deal would get another opportunity somewhere down the line.
Did I show you some of the – this is one of your favorite games, and we haven't got to it a lot this year, is when I show you the scores from the night before in Nebraska high school basketball. And let me say that over the weekend, there were some stinkers out there. Now, there was some very good games, including South Sioux City and Norfolk's boys. Holy moly. Did you hear how that one ended? 88-86.
I want to take a timeout.
Yeah, Mike Gasell – you're maybe the best player in the state, tried to call a timeout when he was on the ground grabbing a basketball with 1 second left. They didn't have any timeouts. Norfolk's down five with 20 seconds. They hit a three, foul. Norfolk makes, South Sioux makes only one, so it's a three-point game. They nail another three, so now we're tied. South Sioux called a timeout with 7.3. They decided to put more time on the clock. So if they hadn't put more time on the clock, time would have ran out. They would have went to overtime. Gasell would have called a timeout. It wouldn't have mattered because the horn would have went off. But a heck of a basketball game. The excitement, the way it should be. Very, very few of those go on. And hopefully tomorrow night we have something like that. And I don't know why I have to plead. And I look, and I'm sorry, I'm not gonna, I look at you. I look at anybody else. If you want to go watch some good basketball tomorrow night, Minden, Ravenna boys, both unbeaten. Both were preseason number one. The only reason Minden isn't number one anymore is because Boys Town probably is better right now. And we won't know until they get to state. Hopefully, both get to state. Boys Town has been in B forever. Somehow, a school that can control its enrollment is now C1 in boys basketball. I mean, what do you do? And they've got, like, their whole team back in Division I talent, and they're killing everybody right now, and they play Class A schools, and it's just the way it is. So Minden's 2 right now behind Boys Town. The girls were both highly ranked. Minden has one loss. They lost to the number one team in Boone Central. Ravenna, 7 or 8, and 9 and 2 now, I think, after the weekend. 6 o'clock for that. I'll be there, Classic Hits 98.9 on the radio. But, I mean, if you like to just go to the state tournament, this is why you go, to watch a game like this. 7:45, boys game tomorrow. If the gym's not packed, I'm going to lack faith in Central Nebraska. Because what else? Seriously? Unless your school's playing tomorrow, and I'm going to be honest with you, even if your school's playing tomorrow, I'm looking at this schedule. It's right here in front of me. There's nothing close. Minden, Ravenna, go watch it. They're unbeaten. They're number one in C1 and C2 to start the season, and they're still both unbeaten. I don't know what else you could want. And you want to go watch boys basketball? If you're not there, then you should never comment on it again.
What is Douglas? And this is a great matchup. Why has basketball? We've talked about football, the haves and the have-nots. Why is basketball? There's not the teams that you want to go see out there. How can teams just, and I'm saying top to bottom, there's about, pick whatever class you want. There's about 10 teams per class, and the rest just suck.
Well, I don't know about that. I think there's still more. I think there's more middle of the road basketball teams than we saw in football and volleyball this year. There are very few teams that were 500 ball clubs.
Okay.
And it's early enough in the season, and maybe it'll play itself out. We'll see. I mean, there are a couple of good matchups tomorrow, but that's the best one. So go out and, I mean, there's a couple of things that you can't see them all. Kearney High gets a three-pointer to beat North Platte's boys in a game that stayed in the 30s, and obviously that's the only way North Platte could stay in the game is to slow it down, dumb it down, say whatever you want about some schools that they can't score, they don't have the athletes to score, so they have to slow it down and play defense up the yin-yang to try and win the basketball game against teams that they probably shouldn't beat. Kearney has scored in the 70s, though, you know, so this is a there's a team I would have to double check here, but I'm sure they're averaging at least in the 50s per ball game.
Well, Kearney High loses
60.
Loses what? To Northeast, a team that they should have beat, and then they come back and beat North.
Yeah. I think Coach Scott Steinbrook is some of the comments I saw. It obviously wasn't their best weekend. They got off to such a good start. They've hit a little stub the toe right now, but they're still finding a way to win a couple of games. But before that, 24-19 girls game. I'm not going to sit here because I didn't see the game, but it was 24-19 in a Class A girls basketball game. I don't think I've ever seen that without just intentionally stalling. Kearney did win the game. Coming up, we're going to be talking here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Shannon Lovin, head basketball coach at Minden. Also, it's not just all basketball. When I saw the 24-19 score, I chuckled because I went, that's less than a wrestling duel. And congratulations to Grand Island. They beat Omaha Scut. Congratulations to the Huskers. We had Mark Manning on Friday. Then they go out and get the win against Ohio State, 18-16. So,
sixth in the country, Ohio State was. So
Nebraska will probably go up even more. They host number one Iowa on Friday night, preceded by Kearney Madison in a duel at 5. Then at 7, Iowa will be taking on Nebraska. Amherst looked really good. I covered that over at their invite. So they looked really good as well. You know, we talked for a long time and we never did make that Alabama-LSU prediction. I want LSU to win. I think Alabama is going to be my pick to win the football game tonight. And if you're looking for a score, everybody's picking low. I can't see how it's high scoring, but what is low? What do you go with low? You know what the favorite one to pick is 17-14. But that means Alabama would have to make a field goal.
I'm saying Alabama 24-20 is my score.
All right. I'll go 17-14. Maybe he makes it to make it 3-0. They take the pressure off. I'm tempted to make a prediction where they'd have to go for two to win it, like 16-15 or something crazy like that. So there you go. I'll take Alabama.
I'm going to take Alabama as well.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tebow, we're back after this.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. Not to sound greedy, but when I heard auto technicians preferred Interstate Batteries 5-1 over any other battery, I wondered why that one didn't prefer us too. Don't get me wrong now, 5-1 is pretty darn good, but 6-none would be better. So if that one is listening out there, hey, give me a call. Maybe we can do lunch. To find the dealer near you that prefers us, head to interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Drive the kids to school? Check. Drive to the mall to return that hideous sweater you got from Aunt Jenny for Christmas? Check. Wouldn't it be nice if you could save a little money on all the gas you use? Well, Discover Card is helping you out. Just use your Discover Card at the pump through March and get 5% cash back bonus on up to $1,500 in gas purchases. That's $75 back in your pocket. You have places to go, so you might as well get something back for your trouble. Make sure to use your Discover Card and get your 5% cash back bonus. Limitations apply. Quarterly categories include gas stations as well as movies and museums. Learn more and sign up today at discover.com. It pays to switch. It pays to Discover.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area and continue through the day today with high of around 55. West winds, meanwhile, stay at 5 to 15. For tonight, we can expect clear skies with a low near 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 39.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, getting ready for tonight's national championship game here on ESPN Radio and, of course, on ESPN Television. Why not kick back, relax, watch the game?
Why not do it in a fine recliner from Bruce Furniture? You go into their store today. You want that chair today? It's yours today. They will deliver it today. It's right and it's fast for you. It's just right for you, Bruce Furniture. That's what they're about. You get it in your house. Oh, different color. Mom says, I really wish we would have went with that other one. That's not a problem. They'll take it back. They'll replace it with the one you should have got the first time. Plus, there's no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons, no fine print. Price of that piece of furniture in the store is that price. They're not trying to trick you, folks. Plus, they're going to get rid of that old stuff for you. No need for you to do the heavy lifting. They'll do it for you. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and out west at Alliance, they'd love to see you stop in, whether you're looking for a sofa set, whether you're looking for a new bed, a recliner, some wall decor, lamp. They've got it all for you. Plus, they got free in-home interior design service. No purchase necessary. Stop in. They'll get what's just right for you.
Big game tomorrow night, but already the season is a good success for the Minden boys basketball team. They are 9-0, and Coach Shannon Lovin joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the Whippets and give us a preview of the game tomorrow. A big game, but of course, Coach says big games tonight, isn't it? LSU, Alabama. It's one game at a time. It doesn't mean anything. It's just one game, right, Shannon?
That's right. Just one more step along the road.
Hey, congratulations to the very good start so far. How would you categorize your team through its first nine games?
Well, I think we've made some good progress. We have some kids who hadn't seen a lot of varsity court time the last couple years who have been progressing rather nicely. And Bloom and Kissinger and Swinky are leading the group. And Thomas Sensel is playing some great defense for us right now.
Shannon, if you look up your schedule and you look at the successful teams you played, like Adams Central, like a Valentine, does Ravenna match up with either one of those teams very well?
I think Ravenna is the cream of the crop. You know, they have so much height and athletic ability, and some of their guys are coming along off the bench now, giving them even more threats, and they're a very dangerous team.
Both teams don't mind getting up and down the floor and shooting a three ball. Is there any concern about the pace of this basketball game tomorrow night?
Well, I think we're going to be all right. We've got 10 guys that we rotate in. We bring Isaac Carlson, R.J. Watson, Ryan Kermosta, Jonas Levin, and Mitchell Moeller off the bench. And so I think we're in pretty good conditioning the way it is. Plus, with our depth, I think we'll be okay. But also, they have plenty of depth, too. So it should be a fun game to be at.
People don't realize that you want to get up and down, but I say this before, Shannon, you do it off of stealing the ball and getting fast break points, too. The defenses are going to be critical in this game.
I think the half-court defenses will be really big. Like I said, both teams are very athletic, and they get up and down the floor, but executing the half-court is going to be really big tomorrow night.
Would you say your practice against each other is what's going to prepare you best for this game?
Well, I think so. Our five kids who come off the bench are very athletic. Of course, we're not near as tall as what they are, so we can't emulate that in practice. But we get up and down the floor pretty good in practice every day.
Shannon, they got this Bronick kid. You might want to get a hand in his face.
I'm hoping he doesn't get any dunks on us. I'm hoping.
Do you have a plan? I mean, everybody says it's the big three, and then last week against Donovan, the non-big three kind of stepped up and hit some shots that got him going. So it just proves that you can't concentrate on a couple of guys. But who's going to draw the assignment of going man up on Bronick tomorrow?
Well, I haven't decided yet whether it's going to be Bloom or Senzel, but they're both very athletic. They give us a lot of length. They're both pretty quick and play very good defense. I'm probably going to go with Senzel just because that doesn't put quite as much pressure on Carson to begin with. But if we need to, we'll rotate him over. And you're right. You know, those three guys started hitting a lot of big shots against Donovan Trumbull the other night, and, boy, it just makes them even more scarier than they were.
Can you tell this is a different ball game even a day before with the kids when you see them in the hallway? Are there little smiles? Is there a little bit of more of a bounce in their step as there would be on a normal Monday?
Well, I'm a lot more uptight. I know that, but you know we're gonna say they know the ball game. They know who we're playing, and both towns know it. We're looking forward to it. We didn't get a play last year. These kids have played together during the summer, and they know each other, and they know our plays. We know their plays, and it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Shannon Levin, the head boys basketball coach at Minden, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I think a lot of folks were interested to see how you would come through this stretch where the holiday tournament was because you were going to see your tougher competition. I don't think people at the time realized maybe how good Southern Valley is going to end up being, but not maybe the competition that you saw in December is what you're going to see here in this month because Valentine looks like them and Gothenburg will be your main competition in the Southwest Conference. You played a great game against Adams Central. Bennington rolls in for the holiday tournament. What impressed you about the play over these last four games by your kids?
I've been really impressed by our attention to playing defense. We played some very athletic teams between Adams Central and Bennington and Valentine. Those kids can get up on the floor and up and down the floor and run really well, but I think our kids have played great defense every night. We keep our heads. You know, we got down the other night to Valentine 11-5 into the first quarter, and we stuck with things and just stayed to our game plan and locked them down on defense. So I've been really thrilled with that, and you're right about our stretch. I mean, we've got Hastings next and St. Paul and Holdridge, and this is a really tough stretch for us, and I didn't know how we'd come through that either with the holiday tournament, playing Adams Central and Bennington, both being as athletic and as good as they are, but we've held our own so far.
Now, your defense, I mean, when you pulled Adams Central down like you did, did that, when you talked to your coach, did you say, that's what we expected to start the year, or was that the first time you thought, hey, we're playing pretty well on defense?
You know, I think the holiday tournament was the first time I was comfortable with where we were at. We played good defense in stretches, but with Adams Central and Bennington in particular, I thought we played a full game of good defense and started to shoot the ball better against Bennington.
And when we talk about the scores, but you look up and down through nine games, only one team has scored more than 40 points against you, and that was Aurora. Is your defense getting overlooked?
Well, I would hope so, but we got to keep improving on it. I think our boys are doing a great job of communicating, being in the right places when they're supposed to be. We're playing better on-the-ball defense, better help defense, and like you said earlier, our defense leads to our offense. We get a couple steals, and we can get out and run.
This should be a great game tomorrow. This is why you wait for groups of kids to come through your schools like this. Both schools have been blessed with some talent. This is a great matchup.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night. You know, no matter how it turns out, it should be a great ball game.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to molding the young minds there at Minden, and we look forward to seeing tomorrow night. It should be two great basketball games. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, thank you, guys, and thanks for all you do for covering sports.
Hey, Shannon, you getting Matt Ekstrom any playing time over there?
Not yet. Maybe next year.
Well, that's fine, but have him run an extra wind sprint today, would you?
I'll tell him that.
All right, perfect. Okay.
Thanks, Coach. Shannon Lovin joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Who was your head coach in Bertrand?
Stevie X.
Oh, okay.
He's my buddy.
Just checking on that. Folks, while you're enjoying all that there is to enjoy tonight, the national championship game, college basketball, whether it's the weekend with the NFL games, and I'll get to that in a moment, you can enjoy great food at the Chicken Coop. Lunch today, you can discuss how in the world did Tebow do it? Why do the Falcons look so bad in the postseason? How do you only score 2 points in a game? You can discuss that today or any day at lunch because they're open 7 days a week at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. And on Monday nights, wing it boneless style from 5 to 10 tonight. Boneless chicken wings are just 40 cents each, minimum of 10, of course. But you can choose as many wings as you want, get different flavors on them if you get multiple orders of 10. Up to 13 different flavors at the Chicken Coop, where you can watch your favorite sports, enjoy your favorite beverage, and, of course, get great food. Monday nights, bowl fries as well in the Kearney location and in Kearney and Grand Island, boneless wings from 5 to 10, just 40 cents each while you're enjoying tonight's Alabama-LSU game. We're back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Hey, Goldie.
Yes, Greeny.
Did you know that Capital One is in its second year of the Capital One Cup?
Oh, yeah. Look, tell me a little more about that.
Well, Goldie, the Capital One Cup recognizes the best men's and women's Division I athletic programs in the country.
Wow, Greeny, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, it is, and this is better. Capital One annually awards $200,000 in scholarships to the best men's and $200,000 in scholarships to the best women's programs.
All right, how do I find out how my Fighting Irish are doing?
Easy. Go to CapitalOneCup.com and vote for the Capital One Cup Impact Performance at ESPN.com/Capital One Cup.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy. When you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
The All-State BCS National Championship on ESPN Radio.
Goes to the end zone. Touchdown!
Number one LSU and number two Alabama. The rematch. After a 9-6 overtime win by LSU back on November 5th, the two best defenses in the nation go head-to-head again. This time for the national championship. The All-State BCS National Championship. Today on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
Sunny skies develop across the area and continue through the day today with high around 55. West winds, meanwhile, stay at 5 to 15. For tonight, we can expect clear skies with a low near 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 39.
Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Nebraska women, they've had to rally a couple times lately, but they're 14-1 after beating Iowa. I don't care who you are. 22 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 steals. That's a pretty good line. Lindsay Moore yesterday for the Big Red.
What'd Hooper have?
What's it matter? Lindsey Moore had 22.7 rebounds and 9 assists.
Well, Hooper's a Nebraska girl that you're trying to cheer for.
17 points.
Lindsey Moore is the one, though, that came in as a freshman, and nobody saw that coming, I don't think. Stepped in. Now she's doing great things again. But, yeah, 14-1. Connie Ori. Wow. As good as she's doing, knocks Sadler the other way.
Well, and then you watch that game, and you listen to the end of that game, which I did.
And
Matt Davison went psychotic at the end of that game, by the way. If you were listening on the Husker Sports Network, as we were on the Breeze 94.5, he went psychotic at the end of that game. It was like old Kent Pavelka, you know, really questioning, more than questioning what was going on the floor as far as a call, a non-call. There was an intentional foul at the end of the game, and he's just going, how can they call that? And there were two or three things. And I think the frustration is setting in for all. Nebraska was ahead in this basketball game, and Doc Sadler said it in his post-game talk. We set up this play. We miss a layup. They miss two free throws. I believe it was McCray. They get the offensive rebound. They can't do anything with it. They take a fadeaway 20-footer when they've got a chance to tie or take the lead in the last minute of the ball game. They just don't have players that can execute. And there's nothing right now that I don't think Doc Sadler can do. This is the guys he has. And yes, you can say, well, why didn't he recruit better? You still have two of your top three scorers out. And you got to wonder, really? Come on, guys. You just don't want to play now because they're so bad?
Well, you get them to miss two free throws. So then you go down, timeout, you run this play. They run some back deal, baseline screen deal, and they try and fit a bounce pass in. That had somebody from Nebraska not got their hand, I can't remember if it was McCray down on the baseline or who it was. Had they not gotten their hand on the ball, the guy in the third row would have been killed. The pass was thrown as hard as you could throw a basketball. It was like, that's what you drew up in the timeout? That was just, I don't know how disappointing it was. It was more amazing they were even in the ball game, I guess. But they can't get a win. Doesn't look like they're going to get a win.
The UNK women beaten at home by Shadron for the first time since 1988 on Saturday. Then the men shoot nearly 70% of the second half and beat Shadron. The Lopers will host Western New Mexico and New Mexico Highlands this weekend. Hastings swept Mount Marty yesterday. They've got Concordia coming in on Wednesday, and that's always a pretty good battle. And the Storm, yeah, you kind of expected they were going to lose at Green Bay, and they had one against Cedar Rapids and let it kind of slip away. It was a tight game all throughout, but they drop a couple on the road. Now they come home to play Fargo Friday and Saturday. A couple of wins that they need. Irish Ken says, I have come to the conclusion that Doc Sadler needs to sign up for a refresher course in med school. It is obvious he is not able to cure whatever ails his team. On the other hand, you got to appreciate Connie Yori.
Fair enough. I know one of them's very frustrated. The other one can't. I mean, if you said 14-1 to Connie Yori with this team, I think she'd have been doing cartwheels. And let's be honest, she hasn't been that healthy to be doing cartwheels. So one of those things. But they're rolling along just like TNL Irrigation's been rolling along for over 55 years. Check out the TNL Precision Point Control 3 now with GPS. As simple or as complicated as you want to get, TNL is there for you. You're tired of those electric pivot repair hassles, failed gearboxes, and micro switches when they least expect it. When it's hottest outside and your corn needs water, experience the TNL difference. Call your local TNL dealer today or TNL Irrigation Company today. The choice is simple. They've been doing it over 55 years. TNL Irrigation.
Short motion is Eddie Royal. Tim play fakes in the pocket. Sets, throws, pass off. Demaryius Thomas out over the 45 midfield. Here we go. 40, 35, foot race. 20, 15, 10. Touchdown, Denver. It's over. It's over in Denver. The crowd has lost their mind. It is over. The first play of overtime.
I don't even know what to say.
Oh, I think you know what to say. Besides saying, Tebow!
You're right, Colin Cowherd saying that, you know, how beat up Pittsburgh was. Yeah, they were, and Denver exploited it. Tebow finds a way. Pittsburgh was too beat up to ever compete.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, you hit a game.
I would just like, for the rare time to all those people that like to needle me, I went 6-0 this weekend. Not only did I go 4-0 in the pros, I hit both the bowl games. Not only did I go 4-0 in the pros, against the spread, 4-0. Of course, at a time where I don't know that anybody was in Vegas to talk to this last weekend. Daddy, and it made me sick, too. Again, my hatred for the Giants continues to grow, but tell me that Detroit and New Orleans were both better than Atlanta and the Giants. And if Green Bay would have just laid down and died like they should have, then Detroit would have won 41 to whatever it was in the last week, and Detroit would have been playing the Giants, and then maybe both of them could have advanced on. And nobody's given San Francisco any love. I want to see how this week plays out. Nobody's talking about San Francisco, which could be scary for the New Orleans Saints.
We saw the we got point spreads. Do we know what they are?
Yes, we do. Now, these are just one of the point spreads out there. Let's go. You don't know?
No, I've not saw them yet.
New Orleans, San Francisco is the first game Saturday. That stinks because I think that's the one. That's the without giving it away, that is the game I would think everybody would want to watch above any of the other ones.
What I mean, everybody's a high on New Orleans. They're on the road, though, about even.
New Orleans by 3.5.
Wow.
I think it was 3 last night. Denver at New England is the Saturday night game.
Well, that's going to be huge. 10.5, 13.5.
I mean, there's a difference.
Well, 2 touchdowns,
it's
14.
13.5. Sunday, Houston-Baltimore. This should have been the first game on Saturday. Houston-Baltimore at noon on Sunday.
Baltimore would be favored by 5 and 6, 5. 8.
So I got to say you missed that one. You nailed the other two. Well, you were a little off. You thought San Francisco was even, but whatever. And the Giants at Green Bay.
Green Bay is going to be a 10-9-point favorite.
8.5. 8.5. On our selections, Daddy had Atlanta, and what was the other one you missed?
What did I have? Pittsburgh. Yeah, I took Pittsburgh. Hold on.
And let me say this, too, because I not only was I rooting for Denver, because I was, and as you saw the lead slip away.
And I heard you whine the whole entire game. Is that true? I've had very numerous text reports about you whining during the game when the lead is slipping.
Well, if you were there, you'd know. So, okay. Again, don't.
I just wanted.
Why would you bring that up? You weren't there.
Just got those reports.
What were you doing yesterday?
Watching the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All I'm saying is how they can't call that a backwards pass, which would have, I mean, they go down and score then. And we should never even been close to overtime. It was like New Orleans and Detroit, where they did get the right call on the Breeze fumble, and Detroit didn't do anything with it. But what a horrendous by the guy! I don't even look at their names anymore. But the official yesterday, I was shocked when he was there because he's one of the two worst referees in the National Football League. Three, maybe two or three worst. But there's no doubt that was a backwards pass. They drop it. Oh, the whistle blew. I thought we put in a. I thought we put in a new rule that if there was no doubt who was going to recover the ball, it didn't matter if the whistle blew or not. It would dead the play. But that was a fumble and should have been Denver's ball. And you know what? I never heard another word from Steeler Nation after that because we were in a little texting joust. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Oh, they're holding every play. They're doing this every play. We're getting jobbed. Whatever. You're Pittsburgh. You should have won the football game. Don't give me this injury crap. Look, Denver wasn't 100% healthy. And they had Tebow. Really? Would you rather have Roethlisberger or Tebow? Pittsburgh fan.
Now, I did
how
not.
How did they blow that?
I understand. I did not realize the overtime deal was. I you know, you remember hearing it before the season. They were going to do that. Do you like that overtime deal?
Well, we haven't found out how it's going to happen yet. We haven't had a game in the last 3 years now that has required that to happen. So
the point I've got against doing it that way. If Denver goes down and kicks a field goal and gives Pittsburgh the ball back, and they get the ball where? I mean, they kick off. They get the ball at the 20-yard line because they only returned one kick, I believe, in the whole game yesterday. So they get a first down. So now you're up to the 31-yard line. You got first and 10. You know you've got to score a field goal, so now you've got 4 downs to utilize it. Well, you're never going to use – I mean, you got 4 downs to get to 10 yards.
Well,
I don't like that part of it.
Well, I guess we'll find out as we get ready for the show to wrap up. We want to let you know that tonight, Carlos O'Kelly's has their two for 1981. Two of you can dine for less than $20. You get your appetizer like queso fundido or chili con queso. And as always, you get unlimited crispy chips and Carlos made from scratch salsa to go along with their great entrees. Two for 1981 tonight at Carlos O'Kelly's, south side of Kearney near the Kearney Cinema 8, between Kearney Cinema 8 and the interstate exit in Kearney. Try Carlos O'Kelly's. Appetizers, two full entrees, chips. Oh, salsa, so good at Carlos O'Kelly's, and it's only 1981. We want to thank our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show today, Cecil Hurt from the Tuscaloosa News, live from New Orleans for tonight's LSU-Alabama game here on ESPN, and to Shannon Lovin, head boys basketball coach at Minden.
Hey, we'll recap the game tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN or the radios. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550 on AM dial in Hastings. We look forward to recapping it tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.